that there is a distinction midraise between Dovar HaNitl and Dovar SheNitl, and they are Masik. Where do they see that in Tesis? On the contrary, the Ri himself doesn't recognize such a distinction midraise, because the Ri says, Natirah Mimayit Kol Dovar Vafil HaNitl, and midrabonon there is a distinction. So it's probably because Tesis says, Avot Tzas Koshen Mifir Chalein Maisal Bayish Mulu Teve and Havelin Yenil Deraise. So that means the end of the Tesis rejects the Rishite, and the end of the Tesis holds that midraise there is a distinction between Dovar HaNitl and Dovar SheNitl. Now let's see the Rambam on this Gemara. Peres mevatel mechitze. Perush loishim zorak peres lebeir. Loishim zorak peres lebeir. Sheipoteh sheyin atzmo mevatel amchitzes. The amoron liil the peres lo mevatel and vatel mechitze. That's Tesis kash. So Tesis gives two terutzi. One terutzi is that there is a difference in degree. How long will the peres stay? So by dveilo, so the peres will not remain sticking for any substantial time. Mashein kein. The peres and the beer will remain there for a substantial time, even though they'll not remain there for good. So it is still mivat mechitze. That's the first time. The second time is, it all depends how much it reduces the emek, whether it reduces the emek a little bit by mashu, like dveilo, so it reduces the distance by mashu, or it reduces it substantial. But Ramban gives another teretz. So he says, Perush loishim zoach peres libeir sheipoter shein atzmo mevatel amchitzes. Do amoron liil the peres loimevatlu mechitzde. V'leamrinem bo behu hanochas chivis lit mechitze v'aladoneos. So in other words, even if we assume like the alternative that word hanochas chivis lit mechitze v'aladoneos, so is poter, because it, in order to be chayev, it has to be a shayochid throughout the time of the anoche, and if the last split second upon the when the hanoche is consummated completely, so it's not a rishda yochid, then he's not chayev, so it's only with chulik, because he is mevatlet. Mashein kein by dveil or not. So he says, do yike, v'l'amrinam bu'ano chaschim yisrael mechitz v'adol lo se, do yike mechitzes nikoren b'shazrike. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara by dveil says that it's not mimayi de mechitze. Elo, so why does the Gemara say here that peres is mevatel de mechitze? Elo de chivin de mikore, mimali peres, hazirik shom poter, sh'ari nizbatlu kedem zrike zu, miteras mechitzes, she'ineim keviror ve'inike, avinim shtamishle. So the Ramban, there are other teretz in the Ramban too, another teretz in the Ramban. But the first teretz in the Ramban is that the and the kashe of Tesis, why do we say that by dveilo it's not mimayit mechitze, and here it is mimayit? So he says dveilo and these peres are the same thing, but it's a different situation. Here too, when does the Gemara say that it's mevatel the mechitze, is poter, if the peres that reduce the mekabeir are the chayfets? Are the chayfets? So if when does the Gemara say that peres is mevatel the mechitze? So when the peres that reduce the beir, the mekabeir, are not the chayfets for which is chay. In other words, first they put in peres, and those peres reduce the mekabeir from 9 tvachim deep to 7 tvachim deep. Then he throws another chayfets. Then he throws a ball into the beir. So we say that is mevatel mechitze. Vatel mechitzde. Mashein kein, if the peres that reduce the emek habeir are themselves the chayfets that he throws, then it's not mevatel mechitzde. So over there, like Abed Veilo. So the question is as to whether he's chayev for throwing the dveilo. So we say since he's not mevatlet, so he's chayev, even if we assume that hanochas chifetz v'silik mechitze ba'adodekos is poter, but in this case he's chayev, Masheinke, and here too, if let's say there is a Beirom acute, Pirdalet, then he takes a dozen oranges, and he throws the dozen oranges in that Beir, so it'll be higher, because we're Mavatale. But here Abaye says something else. First he put a dozen oranges into the Beir, so the depth of the Beir was reduced. Then he threw a ball into that Beir. So then he's bottle. Now we have to understand why. Is it bottle or it's not bottle? So why does the Ramban, and the Rashba also mentions the same, does the Ramban cheated? Why does the Ramban mention a distinction between the case where the Zrike is on the Chayfetz that itself reduces the depth of the Beir, or where the Zrike, where the depth of the Beir was reduced before, and then somebody throws a Chayfetz? Now, I think that this Ramban can be explained with the same lomdes that we explained the last Teisves, the last Teisves and the Tzadik Tes on the base. When Teisves says, Vim Teima, afil lekip kias doi mechoshu, lishav yetachto vishus hayochid, maishne mitraskol vamad vishus harabim gavea yud, virochev dalet, ואין ביקורי דלת, דאמרים על זור התנוח על גבוב חייב, משמע דווקא על גבוב, אבל תחתוף לב. So we discussed, why does he say that even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, who says, Gudachis mechitzte, so only על גבוב is רשות היוחיד, but תחתוף not. Why not? מונפשך, if we say Gudachis, so that means that the mechitze goes down up to the karke. So memele the bottom, below the traskel, is also Rishda Yochid. So we said, in other words, so I mentioned that the Machlekes Rishenim, on that question that Reb Chaim discusses, whether Ligabi Shabbos, so we require the Heftze of Mechitze, or it's only Aloche that it has to be shut off from the surrounding space, but we don't require the Heftze of Mechitze as we require Gabi Sukeh, so there, the Heftze of Tfanis is required. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam that the Gabi Shabbos, so we don't require the Heftz of Mechitze. The Mokim has to be Mukev Mechitzes. The Mokim has to be shut off and Chotzus from the adjoining space. But we don't need the Heftz of Mechitze. This Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. But when we went over the Sugya of Bayi Shein Seich Yud Vikiru of Mashal HaSoro, so I mentioned that there seems to be a Machlekes Rishenim on that. No, so we explain the taste shite is that Gabi Shabbos, and that is taste shite can be deduced from the taste in Yitzias HaShabbos, in the Gemore, in the Sugye of Bayi Shein Seich Yud Vikiru of Mashal HaSoro. So taste says the kashe, why is it different in Sukke? So that if he made the kak in the suke, so then only if it's teir gimel from the deifen, otherwise not. So Teisves gives the teres because they are we require tfanis smuches lischach. So we said that Teisves shite is that not like the Rambam shite, as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam shite, that by Shabbos we don't need a heftz of mechitzes. Because if Teisves shite had been that by Shabbos we don't need a heftz of mechitzes, so why does Teisves have to mention, emphasize tfanis smuches lischach? Let Teisves say because by Shabbos we don't need a heftz of mechitze. So we said the taste of shite is that even Gabi Shabbos we need a heftz of mechitze. But in addition to the heftz of mechitze, it must be shut off from the surrounding space. So there are two elements in Shabbos. Now the heftz of mechitze can be supplied either by virtue of the fact that there is an actual mechitze, or by virtue of the fact that there is a aloche. Let's say Gudasik or Gudachis. So mainly according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, or even according to Rabbonon Bayam, that we say Gudachis. So mainly that supplies, so Gudachis supplies the heft of Mechitze. There is a Mechitze, up to the bottom. But there is, in order to become a Rishta Yochid, it's not enough that we have a Mechitze up to the bottom, up to the karke. We must there must be the dismokei must be chotzutz, must be shut off from the adjoining space. So mimele, even though we say gudachis, but it's not shut off, it's not considered alpidin, shut off from the adjoining space. So that's the reason as to why he's only chayev al gabov, al tachtov lei, even though al tachtov we also have the heft of mechitze. But the gabov not only has a heft of mechitze, it is shut off too. Masheinki in the tachtov, so a heft of mechitze we have, but it's not shut off from the surrounding space, so the tachtov does not have a din of oshtayochit. This is how we explain the teisvis. I think that this Ramban can also be explained on the basis of the same oneness. Of the same oneness. Now, so the Ramban is saying as follows, that actually, that in view of the fact that there are two requirements, Gabi Shabbos, first of all, we require the Heftz of Mechitze, and then it must be Mukef from the rest of the adjoining space, it must be Chotzus, it must be shut off from the adjoining space, so Mimele, so the Ramban says the following, in other words, insofar as the question of as to whether we have a heft of mechitze or not is concerned, so then we say that peres loy mevatel mechitze. Peres loy mevatel mechitze. When is something mevatel the heft of mechitze, let's say like offer. So if you have, let's say, a bear, and then the bear is 10 tefachim deep, then you put some sand into the bear, and that is going to remain there forever. So mimele, it's mevatel the mechitze. So if the imek abeir as a result of the sand was reduced from 10 tvachim to 7 tvachim, so mimele the heft of mechitze is lacking. The heft of mechitze. But if the beir is omek 10 tvachim, then you put a dozen oranges, and that reduces the depth of the beir from 10 tvachim deep to 7 tvachim deep. So these oranges are going to be taken out in a few days or in a few weeks. It doesn't matter how long it will be taken out. So mimele, it's not mivatil the heft of mechitze. So the heft of mechitze we have. So mimele, so the heft of mechitze we have. So mimele, the Rambam says, if let's say a bayin would be made. That if you have a bear b'shus rabim, amuk asor, urechova abo, and then he placed a dozen oranges, if he had a bear amuk asor, urechova abo, and then he threw a dozen oranges into the bear, and the thing that he threw in the bear that reduced the depth of the mechitza of the emek was the chifetz that he threw. So in such a case, a bayo will be made that it is chayef. Why? Because even if we say that asias as that asiluk mechitza va'anoch as chifetz ba'adodekose is not enough. So in other words, so what does it mean? That means that if the heft of mechitze is lacking at any moment of the ma'isa anoche, even though the heft of mechitze is lacking the last split second of the ma'isa anoche, so mamele cannot be chayev. In order to be chayev, so the heft of mechitze must be there all the time. And if the last moment there is no heft of mechitze, so mamele is potter. So, Mimele, if he throws a chulia of sand into the Beir HaSoro, through the bulk of the time spent in the Maisa Anoche, it had a heft of Mechitze, but the last split second, when the Anoche ended, so then it does not have a heft of Mechitze, so then we say he's potter. Masheinkein, so that's only if he threw a chulia. Masheinkein, if he threw, instead of throwing a chulia into the Beir Omek HaSoro, he threw a dozen oranges, so then we say, even the last moment it had a heft of mechitze. Even the last moment it had a heft of mechitze. So, Mimele, so he's chayev. When does Abaye say that he spot her? He first he threw a dozen oranges. So true. So when that reduced the imek. The imek, the mechitzes nikores. So too, the heftzah of mechitze, it wasn't mafkir. We still have a heftzah of mechitze. But in addition to the heftzah of mechitze, there is a loche, the mokeim, the rishus ayochid, the enclosed space has to be shut off from the surrounding, the adjoining space. So the adjoining space, so memele in the case where first he put in a dozen oranges in the karakabeya. Then he threw a ball into the bay. So when he throws the ball, so then throughout the zrike, there is no mechitzas nikores. So it's not shut off from the surrounding space. If we are to consider the question as to whether it has a mechitze or it does not have a mechitze, so then we say it has a mechitze all the time. Throughout the zrike, it has mechitzas. Because peir levatel mechitze, but that's not enough. The fact that it has mechitzes yud, it must also be shut off from the surrounding space. And in order to be shut off from the surrounding space, it must be nikah. If it's not nikah, it's not shut off from the surrounding space. So mimele, in this case, where throughout the time of the zrike, so it's not nikah. So that means that throughout the ma'ase zrike, it wasn't shut off while it had mechitzes yud, but it wasn't shut off from the adjoining space. So maybe he's potter. Masha'in kein, if the dozen oranges would be the chayfetz that he throws into the bayah, so maybe the heft of mechitze we are having all the time, even the last moment. But the last moment, the last split second of the ma'isa anoche, so it's not shut off from the surrounding space, but throughout the bulk of the time of the Ma'isa Anoche, spent in the Ma'isa Anoche, it was shut off from the surrounding space too. So then he's chayv. This is what he says, and it's implicit in the Losh. So he says like this: Peres mevatel mechitze. Peres she lo ishiim zorak peres lebeya sheipota she yuein atzmon mevatel amchitzes do amrino liil the peres lo mevatelu lo mevatel mechitze lo amrino bu anoch aschiv yitzilut mechitze ba'adod erose do yike mechitzes nikores b'shazrike elo dechivn de mikore mimali peres hazerik shompota shari nisbatlo kedem zrike zumi teras mechitzes. In other words, he doesn't mean the heftze of mechitze, but miteras mechitze there is another aloche. Or that it has to be shut off. That's one of the teras mechitzes. So in this case, throughout the time of the ma'ase zrike, it wasn't nikah. So in other words, if it wasn't nikah, it isn't shut off. If it isn't nikah, so from the surrounding space, she'einim keviror be'nikah ve'ini mishtameshlei. But if the dozen oranges are the chifetz that he throw for which he has to become chamechuyev, so then we say, as far as the heft of mechitze is concerned, so peir lo imvatel mechitze. So even the last split second, there is a heft of mechitze. As far as being shut off from surrounding space, so throughout the time spent in the ma'ase zrike, it was shut off too. When wasn't it shut off? The last moment, so that we don't care. So in other words, so the first lashon in the Ramban is based, upon the premise that by Shabbos we acquire two elements. First of all, the heft of mechitze, and then that it also has to be mukav mechitzes and shut off from the surrounding space. Now then he gives another teretz. So the other teretz apparently assumes, no, that Gabriel Shabbos, there are no two elements, and that Gabriel Shabbos, just that it has to be mukav mechitzes. The mokim has to be mukav mechitzes, has to be shut off from the surrounding space. V'yikel ifrushe ho de oma hosom. So in the second lashon he says that peres bibeya is mevatel mechitze. But he says, so why don't we say over there, Gabi Tvelo Shmeino too, that that it is mivatel de mechitze, just as the peiros here on the beir. So he says, mishum shesefer lipel mishom veinei binyan ve'anochid mureshet iskayim leilom kshivatel amechitzes. So he emphasizes the expression veinei binyan, because over there in that gemara, so one thing that I did not discuss, I mean, I mentioned the Ramban's Teretz and Tesis Kashi against Rashi. So Tesis Kashi against Rashi was, according to Rashi, the Gemara of Dvila Shmeinu. The Gemara of Dvila Shmeinu deals with Dalad Ames Mitzumtzom Eis. So Memele, Tesis Kashi was, the Binyan Zei, Nira Shei Yisrayev, Kivim Shei Gudei Bifnim, Kmei Meitzi, Chotzi Kupol Yoshus Arabim, Dine Chayev, Ad Sheitzenu Kulo Lechut, Zdotim Zohar, Kodem Reimach, Kol Tegorov, Kol Shehu, Yisrayev, Kivim Shei Shei Echot, Yotzo Chutz Lodal Dames. That's Tesis Kashi. So the Ramban gives a Teretz, that, and that we said, that the Ramban is Lishit Vasei. He says that here it's not like Meitzi, Chotzi Kupol Yoshus Arabim. So half of the kupo is not in the Rishus HaRabim, is still in Rishus HaYochid. So then he's potter. Or let's say Meitzi Chotzi Kupo Chutzel Daladames, and half of the kupo is still stands in within Daladames. So there he's potter, because the Anoche is partially Teir Daladames, partially Chutzel Daladames. So he's potter. Masha'in Kiniya, the Ramban Lishitosei, since the Dvelo sticks to the side surface of the Kesel, and the Ramban Shite in the Sugi of Rav Mordechai, that the Hanoche is determined exclusively by the space, the place upon which it is set up, not by the place that it, by the space that it occupies. So Memele, here, it's not Agdei Mokim Tu. It's not considered that part of the Chifetz of the Dvelo is noch in the Mokim Tur, because the Anoche is on the side surface. The side surface of the Kesel is beyond the Dalet Ames limit. But there is one question that arises in connection with Rashi Shite. So why does it make a difference? Monefshech, if Anoche is considered, is determined only by the space that it is set up on, to which it sticks, so why did the Gemara say Vamai Hokom Mayit Marbame? So then the Gemara gives a teretz, Hosom Loi Mevatlei, Hochel Mevatlei. So the only reason as to why he's chayef is because Loi Mevatlei. But Enoch Name, if instead of throwing a dvelo, he would throw a piece of teat, and the intention would be that teat should remain sticking to the Kesel, and for good, so then he would be potter. And the Miri says so in so many words. Only if it veil shmeino, so he's potter. So yami, so he's chayev. But if instead of throwing it veil shmeino, he'll throw teat, a lump of teat, and with the intention that should remain there in the structure, so then he'll be potter, because of the alternative that Hanoch HaSchifetz V'Siluk Mechitze V'Adodeko say is potter. But the question is, according to what the Ramban says in Rashi, that the reason as to why here it's not considered to be Munach partly Chutz L'Daladames and partly within Daladames is because Hanoch is determined, as the Ramban says in the Sugi of Rav Mordechai, is determined only by the space that supports the Chifetz, not by the space that the Chifetz occupies. So even if he throws teat, a lump of teat, rather than a dvelo, and his intention is that it should remain there in the structure, so he should also be put there, according to the alternative that Anoch HaSchifetz V'Siluk Mechitze V'Adodekos Eso Yispot. So the Pshat in the Ramban is, and this is what the Ramban is emphasizing here, when does the Ramban say that Hanoche is determined exclusively by the space that supports the Chifetz, not by the space that the Chifetz occupies? That is, if the Chifetz is not part and parcel of the structure of the edifice of the case. It's a dveilo that sticks to the kesem. So it's a chayfetz. So if it's a chayfetz, so we say, and if we ask the question, where is that dveilo noch? Where is that dveilo noch? So we say that in as much as he was not mevatel the dveilo, so the chayfetz is noch on this side surface. It's not noch in the space, in the avia that the dveilo occupies, but only on the side surface. But suppose he throws some teeth, a lump of teeth, and he wants that it should remain there for good, because he wants this lump of teeth to be incorporated into the structure. So it's like throwing, let's say, a whole row of bricks with some adhesive in back of them, and he'll throw a whole layer of bricks with an adhesive or glue, let's say, in back of them, and he'll throw it so that it should become attached and glued to the surface of the, now this is the wall, and this is a layer of bricks, and there is some glue, adhesive in back of it, and they'll throw this layer of bricks against the wall so that when it comes in contact with the wall, it becomes attached to the wall and it becomes incorporated into the wall. So in such a case, the Ramban wouldn't say that even though this layer of bricks that becomes attached to the side surface of the wall and becomes incorporated into an extension of the wall, that it's only noch on this side surface. Because just as you cannot say, let's say, now this wall, so behind these stones, there are other stones. So you cannot say that this stone lies on the stone to which it is attached in back of it. It's one wall. So in other words, so then, where is the wall stationed? On the floor. You don't say that this stone is noch on the stone in back of it. No, we don't say it because it's one wall. So Mimele, the Havamin of the Gemara was that by Dveilo he was Mevatlet. So Mimele, it's like a lump of teeth that is thrown to the wall to become incorporated into the edifice. So Mimele, so it's like a row of bricks with an adhesive in back of it that is thrown against the wall and becomes attached to the wall. So then we cannot say that the anoche is only on the side surface. Just as we cannot say that the anoche of this layer of stones is on the column of stones in back of it. It's one wall. So the whole wall is stationed on the floor. So here too, since the Havamin of the Gemara was that he was mevatel the dveilo, and so the dveilo becomes incorporated into the edifice. So that means that this dveilo is an extension of the wall. So memele, so the whole place that the wall occupies is the mekim anoche. So it's ma'id mechitze. So the Gemara gives the teretz, no. Hosom loy mevatel. He's not mevatel the dveilo. So mimele, it doesn't become incorporated into the wall. It doesn't become an extension of the wall. So mimele, so the anoche is the place to which it sticks. But if he would be mevatel the dveilo, then it would be incorporated into the wall. So then the mekim anoche would be the whole place that the wall occupies. And since since this part of the wall would occupy a space within the Aladames, some may late me battle mechitze. This is what the Ramban says here. Vikele fushe, hode oma rosom loy me battle, mishum se seife lipel mishom, veine binyan. His intention is not that it should be incorporated in the wall, so it doesn't become part and parcel of the binyan of the edifice of the structure. Vihanoche gmure. So in other words, So in other words, if it's iskayim leilom, then it would be anoche gmure, and the anoche would be where? Not just on the side surface to which it sticks, on the whole space that the wall occupies. So it's not like that. Why? Because he didn't throw a lump of teeth. He only threw a dveilo. Then he says, "Uvitays v'spirshu." The hochem ivatelhu sheniyochi la'aleisam min abeir ad le'achar haShabbos ve'niklum. So in other words, what does Taisa say? That on the contrary, the Rish says just the opposite. But so apparently, because Taisa says saskoshe, that means that Taisa is chilek kandari. V'rachzal kosa in respect to the same kasha. So that there is a stira between the Gemara of Dveilo and the Gemara of Abaye of Pere Mivatle Mechitzte. So V'rar Zal Kosat Avol Pere Shekvo Husmu Bebeir Im Nosan Klum Lemailo Potter Di Pere Mivatle Mechitzte V'hanem Mile Di Batlinu Liga Bebeir Avol Yatzniu Li Pere Bebeir Li Medar Ule Meichol Minaye Li Bosaroche Lu Imatim Bebeir. So the Rach says that when does Abaye say that if he put Peres in the Beir, thereby reducing the Imega Beir from 10 Tvachim deep to 7 Tvachim deep, and then he threw something into that Beir, so he's Potter, only if Skavone was that Peres should remain there. And the Gemara of Dveil Elohim Vatlo so deals with the case where his Skavone was not that he should remain sticking there. He just wanted to have some fun, so he wanted he should stick. All he's interested, he should stick for a moment, and then it'll fall off, so he'll have even more fun. So it's not bad. That's the rach. The gamzelo nischavli, the imbitul peres bebeir klum, the botlo daite itzel kolodom. Elo maatz mehim vatl mechitzes maachash shekvohus mushom kid berashti. So now the Ramban is chilek and rach. So in other words, so the Ramban says that even in a case where the intention of the person is to leave, let's say, the Tvuyah there, Leilom Void, suppose his intention is that Tvuyah should remain there as a souvenir, I mean as a memorial for something. So Leilom Void, it should never be taken out. So even in such a case, it will not be mevatel. Why? Because the average reasonable person does not leave Peres Tvuyeh in a Beir for good. So even though his intention is to live there for good, and he's the Bailim, he's the owner, so we say Botlodai Tzokolom. There is a general concept of Botlodai Tzokolom. But the Rach agrees that there is a general concept of Botlodai Tzokolom. But the Rach Shite is that this Halacha of Botel Daitz Kodom has no shaykhes with mechitzes. Whereas the Ramban Shite is that even vis-a-vis mechitzes, the principle of Botel Daitz Kodom has a shaykhes. Yeish makshi. Now then yes, Rakashi. Yeish makshi. Me'ahudik asinom b'ferik chale. Chritche ben beis chatzeres. Chritche ben beis chatzeres me'arvin shnayim ve'me'arvin echot va'afil moli teven v'kash di teven v'kash le'mivat le'michitze v'kol shkin peres u'mitarze lo b'chaygav ne'hoche b'kupe shal tevel askinon de'in ruin l'italte. Alright, so again, v'lav milzi. So he says, divadai peres. Now, so how does he answer the discussion? On one hand, we see that peres is not mivatel. Is not mivatel mechitzi. And then we say, so, and here Abaye says that peres is mivatel mechitzi. That's the kashi. So why do we say in Perik Chalein chrit shebeir beis chatzeres? So that is a hefsek between the two chatzeres. So it's ma'arvin shnayim v'arv echot. In order that the anshe achotzer of one should be allowed to be mitalter, they don't have to join the anshe achotzer of the other chotzer to participate with them in the ruv chatzeres. So why? Because it's two separate chatzeres, two separate rishuis. So he says, and even though now what makes it into two separate rishuis is the fact that between the two chatzeres there is a chritz, there is a beir that is omik asor on rochav arba. But then he put some. So if he put offer soil in the chritz, thereby reducing the depth to 7 tvachim, then it's mevatel the mechitze, and then it's considered to the two chatzeres are considered like one chotzer. Are considered like one chotzer, and since ma'arvin echod ve'ma'arvin shnai. But if the Gemara says, if instead of putting offer in the chitz, he put teven kash, so loy mevatle, so it's still considered as two separate chatzeres, and ma'arvin shnai le'echad. So even if teven kash was placed there, alachas kamo v'chamo, if he put peiros, if he put tvui. So it's loy mevatle, and here Abaye says that it is mevatle. So mitaz b'chagav noch b'kum shter askinon. V'lav milsi. So he says, how does he answer the kashya? V'lav milsi. Divadai peiros loy mevatle l'meveine mechitze ushaviuo beiz rishuyes rishusechod ulitzalfo. So peiros do not have the effect of being mevatle. That chitz from echaleiz di mechitz, so that it should become the two, the heretofore, two chatzeres should become merged into one rishus, into one chotz. Aval mikol mokim leinyan rishus Shabbos mivat lemechitze d'omek yud v'rochev dalet b'inon u'mechitzes nikoris b'inon v'oleke u'chidam oron v'chinam igabi suke geveyo peres lo mivat lo gevo she'ine neis mechitzes el di Shabbos sha'ane kitay mekam edam oron v'tam nochon hu. So in other words, the Ramban gave to Terutzi. So the first loshen and the second loshen. So the second loshen was the ikali fushi. So now he's returning back to the first Lashon. So it seems from this Ramban that Ramban is again reiterating the lomdes of the first Lashon in contrast to the lomdes of the second Lashon. In other words, how did we explain the lomdes of the first Lashon? That the Ramban holds that there are two ingredients in Rishus HaYochid. First of all, we must have the Heftz of Mechitzeh, and that is not enough. Even if we have the Heftz of Mechitze, let's say, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudeh, we say Gudachis. So we have the Heftz of Mechitze all the way up to the Karka. But it must be shut off. It must be Mukem Mechitze. It must be Chotzutz and shut off from the surrounding space. And that depends upon the Heker. Whether it looks shut off or it doesn't look shut off. So he says, Abaye says, that if he threw it does now and just into the bay, reducing the imek to 7 tvachim deep, and then he threw a ball into that bay, so he's potter. Even though the peiros are not mivatel the heftz of mechitze, and we still have a heftz of mechitze of yud, but in order to be chayev for zerik mishus ram mishus ayochid, so the rishus ayochid, it must be nikyar, in other words, it must be shut off from the surrounding space. It must be shut off from the surrounding space. So here it's not shut off from the surrounding space. Mashein kein there ligabe chitchem bein beis chatzeres. So ma'arvin shnayim ve'ma'arvin echot. So over there, as long as there is a heftz of mechitz between one chotzer and the other, so then it's ma'arvin shnayim. So even if it is not shut off, even though one chotzer is not shut off from the other adjoining chotzer, as long as there is a heftz of mechitze between one chotzer and another, so it's already me'arvin shnayim. This is what he says. So he says, "V'lav milsi divadai peiros le'mevat le'mevin mechitze la'shvuyeh beis rishuyeh rishusach le'tzarfon avol mikol mokeim." And he says, Hazirik Abam is Bikesel, the Milo Masorot Vochim, Kizerik Bavia, the Mato Masorot Vochim, Kizerik Borets, Hazirik Borets Abam is Chai. So, if someone throws a chifetz and it is it rests on the kesel, so if it rests on the kesel higher than 10 tvachim, so then he cannot be mechuyev on the score of Dalet Amis B'Shus Arabi, because it's a mokadu. Limato masor tvochim, but if it rests on the KSL below 10 tvochim, so the avia up to 10 tvochim, the avia has a din of rishus rabim. So mele kizirik bore, so just as if it rested on the karka rishus rabim. Hazirik bore tzar ba'am ischai. Volinoch. So the question is, why do we, does the Mishnah say that limato masor tvochim? So he is chayev, but it has to rest. So did you Omar Abiyechan mit vila shmein oshom? So let's say if he throws, let's say a fig that sticks to the kesel, so memele that's the hanoch. Omar Rav Yehude, Omar Rav, Omar Rav Chiya, zorak lemaylo maasoro, viholcho vinocho bicheya kol shehu, bonu lemachlekes Rav Meir v'Rabbanan. לרב מאיר אדום החיקיקין להשלים מחי לרבונן דאמרי חיקיקין להשלים לא עם מחי תאין המהוכה זורך למי למעשור אבו הולכו ונאי עוד נוחה בחיר כלשהו רב מאיר מחי וחכון פית רש רב מאיר ורבונן דיפליקה בחיקיקין להשלים בפריקה מדיום ובירב so that's in connection with mezuzah So suppose if you have a kifo, an ark, so Reb Meir says that chikik in lahashli, and the Rabbonin say ein chikik in lahashli. So it is that is negeye in Shabbos too. So as long, so according to Reb Meir, as long as there is enough space, enough material to carve out the proper dimensions, so we consider it as if it had been carved out. And according to Rabbonon, we don't consider it as if it had been carved out. Rab Meir, so b'mokim sheyesh ki dilochik, hoche is chayev direi nacheir kilu arba. As long as there is enough space and material here to carve out the proper dimensions, so it's considered as if it is carved out. Teisa says, v'olcho v'nocho b'chir kolshu b'chir miful eshayre, v'haychikik l'hashlim hain l'shav yemokim dalet. Now that we learned already, but Teisves Esikashin Davzayin. How can the Gemara say that the Chir Kol Shehu? So according to Reb Meir, so Chikik and Hashlim Teimel Reed if there comes the Erev Bekifo if there is an art the Pliga by Reb Meir veRabbonon Amrin and Hosom the Amrin Chikik and Hashlim Reb Meir Elo Biyesh veRagleo Gimel Vigevo Yud. Pirish Gavia Gimel Trochim, Sheyesh Bem Rochem Dalet, Avalim Biragleo Gimel Oishin Gavia Meyud, Loyamrino. So, in other words, you have to have a certain madikum of dimensions. You have to have a Gavia Yud, because Rigabi Mezuzah, Gavia Yud is important, because if it doesn't have a Gavia Yud, so Mimele, so it's not Chayel Bem Mezuzah. And it must have lechol apoches a rochav dalet biragleo gimul. So with a rechav dalet. So then Reb Meir says chikin hashlim. But here the Gemara says that according to Reb Meir, even if you have just a chayak olchu chikin hashlim. Zvim keinich amrin and hoche chikin hashlim Reb Meir v'chayak olchu. Ve'imari da'ira bichurin shedarkon la'asid v'shasabinyan shemfuloshin l'rishus rabim. ובצד רשוס היוחידים רחובים דלת, אבל לא מצד רשוס הרבי, ולכול העלמה וחור רשוס היוחיד, דוחור רשוס היוחיד כרשוס היוחידון. So in other words, here we have reference to חורים that are מפולושים, they are open on both sides, to the רשוס היוחיד, and it's מפולש to the רשוס הרבי. So ממילא, that chayir, on account of the fact that it's open to the rishus ayochid, so it has a din of rishus ayochid on the basis of the halacha of chur rishus ayochid kirishus ayochid. So the whole chayir, even the tzad that is to the rishus arabim, has a din of rishus ayochid. But there is a halacha that one is chayiv only if it's noch animokum choshuv. Of Dalet al Dalet, and suppose the Chifetz was noch on the side, on the opening of the Chaya, that is Litzad Rishus Arabim, so it is a Rishus Ayochid. But litzad rishus it's rochiv dalet to the on the side of the rishus ayochid. But on the side of the rishus arabi, it's narrower than dalet. It's not wide dalet. It's not dalet rochim wide. So the question is not as to whether we say chikik in l'hashlim to convert it into rishus ayochid. It's a rishus ayochid anyway, because it's chir rishus ayochid. And on the side of the rishus ayochid, it is rochim dalet too. But on the side of the rishus arabim, it's not rochim dalet. But even on the side of the rishus arabim, it has a din of rishus ayochid, because it's the same chaya. It's the same chaya. But there has to be hanoch animokim choshuv of dalet al dalet. So according to Reb Meir, we say chaykin l'hashlim, so it becomes imokim choshuv. So in other words, so the effect of chaykin l'hashlim is not to convert it into rishus ayochid. It's a rishus ayochid because of chur rishus ayochid. So even on the side of the rishus arabim, it has a din of rishus ayochid. But it has to be imokim choshuv, and on the side of the rishus arabim, it's not dalet vochim wide. So through chaykin l'hashlim, it becomes imokim choshuv. This is how it tastes like. Veimari da'ir v'churin shedarak l'asid v'shes abinyen, shem fuloshim l'shus arabim, uvitzad rishus ayochid im rechovim dalet, avoloi mitzad rishus arabim, ulikul al meha v'chur rishus ayochid, dochur rishus ayochid ki rishus ayochid omen. So it's rishus ayochid without chikik il hashlim, because of chur rishus ayochid. So even the same chayr that is mifulesh, so even on the side of the rishus arabim, it is a rishus ayochid. There has to be a certain madikum, let's say a gave a yud, and let's say that it should have, as the Gemara says that at the first gimel tvochim it's rochev dalet. Otherwise, we do not say chaykin l'hashlim. ואמרים לכם להשלם, וכי משהו בירושלמי, דגרסין אינו סום, אל תאית לרמיה, בין שיהיה שם דלת, בין שאין שם דלת, ראים את הקסל כגומו. So in other words, so at that time, I mentioned what the Marsho says. What's the raya from the Yerushalmi? On the contrary, the Yerushalmi seems to imply that even a chiyo mashu, but the raya from the Yerushalmi is, the Yerushalmi just mentions Ben Yeshom Dalet, Ben Sheimshon Dalet, Reim is a Kesel Kigomu. So the Yerushalmi applies the Aloch of Chaykin Hashlim only Gabe Dalet. How about Giva Yud? How about Yud? The Yerushalmi doesn't mention. The answer is because here we are dealing with Chur Rishus Ayochid. So Mele it's a Rishus Ayochid anyway. So it doesn't have to have, the Chir itself doesn't have to have a cholol gave a yud because it's a rishus ayochid on the basis of chur rishus ayochid, and the whole shaile is in connection with dalet of imokim choshu. So then he says, Teisa says, vidafke isem shalemaylo miyud chshiver chur rishus ayochid, aval shalemato masoro ein bnei rishus ayochid mishtamshim shom mipnei bnei rishus arabim shemishtamshim. Alright, now this is Teisves. So this is Teisves Shite. So Teisves here, V'olcho v'nocho b'chir kolshu, b'chir mifule shayre, v'haychikikin lahashlim, hayne lishav yimokim dalet, kivrash lifirkan. So this is Teisves. Now, so according to Teisves, the effect of chikikin lahashlim also, but on the side of the rishus arabim, it's not dalet wide. So memele he should be poter if somebody throws a chayfet, and according to the rabbonon of Remeir, he is poter because it's not imokim dalet al dalet. But according to Remeir, so in view of the fact that on the side of the rishus ayochid it is dalet vochim wide, so we say chaykin l'ashlim. So it's in harmony with what the Gemara says, Neirev Meniyume, that we must have a certain madikum to say the chaykin l'ashlim. That's Teisves Shita. Now, the Rashbo mentions a very strange Rav Haigoyen here, the Chiddush HaRashbo. הוד אמר רב יהודה אמר רב חיה זורק למעלה מעשורו והולכו ונוחו בחיר כלשהו פירש רבין היי גוין זל די דווקא בחיר גובי העשורו מצומצומי אבל למעלה מעשורו לא ינחליקו רמי אברבונן בהו כיוון די ממוקים פטור כעושי לי So he says that when is the machleket between Reb Meir and Rabbono? And Reb Meir says that he is chayev. And Reb Meir says that he is chayev. That is only if the chayir is higher than 10. But suppose the chayir is exactly 10, not lemato miten. Not lemato miten, but exactly 10. Exactly 10. So then, there is no machlekes, and Reb Meir will also be made that he is spotter. We don't say chaykik in Lashli. Why? So the Rav Haigoyim mentions a very strange expression. Kim dim mokim p'tur kosele. I mean, what does he mean, mokim p'tur kosele? He means, what Rav Motche, the Abaye that Rav Motche had, all right? So let's say, I mean, that they call it Rav Haigoyim, the Abaye, the Sofik of Reb Motche, was based upon the fact that it passes through a neutral zone. But we don't pass like Reb Motche. And then it has nothing to do with Chikik L'Hashlim here. So it has nothing to do with Chikik L'Hashlim. So what does the Rav Haigoy mean, Kim Mokim Ptur Kosi? In other words, since the Chayim, culture, which imaginatively has to be carved out into the proper dimensions of Dalet al Dalet. So the Chayfetz, where before it rests on that Chayah, so has to pass if through a Mokim Tur. So what? So that's the Abaye of Rav Motche. So according to one alternative in Rav Motche, if Rav Haigoyen explains Rav Motche's Abaye that way, so he's spotter because it passes through a neutral zone. But Abaye and Rav and Rav Yosef, they had no suffix. And then, so it has nothing to do with Chir culture, with Chir King Lahash. So it is obvious that Rav Haigoyen doesn't mean just the fact that it passes through a neutral zone. I mean, that goes without saying. But what does he mean? And the strange thing about this Rashba is that Rashba mentions this Rav Haigoyen, and he is masik, and he says that he's strange. So he says, V'l'yoraditi l'siv da'asor Rav Zal. The other rabbi, l'maylo ma'asoro, l'maylo l'chamo ma'ashma, v'im kin havel l'meyma, zorak b'cheyo govei asor. So he asks another kashi against Rav Haigoyen. The Rosh, the Diyuk HaLosh, they call it Rav Haigoyen. So Reb Meir only says Chikikin Lahashlim if it is Asoro Mitzumtzomis. But if it's Lemailom Asoro, let's say it's 15 Tvochim high, then not. So why does the Braise mention Zorak Lemailom Asoro? The expression Lemailom Asoro implies not just Asoro Mitzumtzomis, but more than Asoro Mitzumtzomis. So the kashi is from the Diyuk HaLosh, but the main kashi is the Etzem Svore. I mean, how can it be explained that he doesn't ask? So of course it's the Rashbo means that too. He says, because when he says v'liradeti l'siv da'as Rav Zal, he means he doesn't know the Svore. The difference, what logic is there in the distinction between Asoro Mitzumtzomeis and Lemailom Asoro. But he also asks a kashe from the Diyuk HaLosh. The Diyuk HaLosh is mashma that Lemailom Asoro. Now, so we have to understand this. We have to understand this Rav Haigoy. Now, the Chidushi Aran and the Gemara Dav Zayin. And the Gemara of Dav Zayin also says a big chiddush, but just the reverse of what Rav Haigoyen says. Now, but the chiddush Aran, together with other Rishonim, the achilik on teisves, because you see, according to teisves, so the effect of chaykikin lahashlim, according to Rav Meir, is not to convert that chaya into a rishus hayochid. It's a rishus hayochid anyway, without recourse to the halacha of chaykikin lahashlim. It's a rishus hayochid because of chur rishus hayochid, because it's a churam foolish. So, and it's lemaila meyud. So mimele, it's the bnei rishus hayochid are mishtamish in it. So even the other side that is not rochev dalet is a rishus hayochid. But the whole effect of chikikin is to make it into a mokim choshev of dalet al dalet dalet. Now the ran, the chidush haran, under zayin. Just the reverse of what Rav Haigoyen says. The have mokim ptur, lishavye mokim choshuv, vilasei se rishus hayochid, ulichaye vazirik bichir, avol teich asor, the have rishus harabit, vichayim pnei hakesel. So he says, I will teich hasoro. So teich hasoro means both things. First of all, teich hasoro limato miyud, and also yud mitzumtzomis. That's also teich hasoro. Everything is teich hasoro limato miyud, and let's say if it's eight vochim, hi, dechei. So that's teich hasoro. And if it is just asoro mitzumtzomis, so it's again teich hasoro. I will teich hasoro, the haver ishus arabi, v'chein pnei akeisel, so one thing that we see from this raw, that the raw is chelik and teisves. The other rishonim are chelik and teisves. Teisves, according to teisves, so the effect of chelik and lahashlim is only to convert it into imokim choshuv of dal dal dalet. But the rishus hayochid it is without it. And from the raw it's mashma no, that the effect of chelik and lahashlim according to Rav Meir is to change it into a rishus hayochid, to convert it into a rishus hayochid. So the Rosh says, when does Rav Meir apply the halacha of chaykikin lahashlim if the chayr is lemaila miyut? So lemaila miyut. So now I mentioned that there is a machlekes rishenim in the sugi of kaveres. So I said there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves as to whether a mokim ptur has a chalei shem rishus or he doesn't have a chalei shem rishus. Now, Rashi explains the halacha of Zohar Kaveres on the basis of Zrikas Rishuyis Ispota. Because in the Mishkan there was only Zrikas Chafotzim, there was no Zrikas Rishuyis. So then he has the Kashe. So even if it's not Rochevov, even if it's not Rochevov, in the Kaveres, so it's not a rishus hayochid, but it's a mokim ptur. So if it's more than yud, and even though it's not, if it's goveya yud and not rochevov, why does the Gemara say only if it's goveya yud v'rochevov? So then you can inscribe dalet al dalet. But if it's goveya yud and not rochevov, So then, he's chayev, but it's a mokim ptur. So he should still be poter because of zrikas rishuyis. He's poter. So Rashi says no mokim ptur. He says karmeles is only midrabbonon. So karmeles has a shem rishus, but that's only ichal shem midrabbonon. Mashenke midrais every karmeles is a mokim ptur. So mainly if it's not rochevov. If it's not rochevov, so mimele it's a mokim ptur, and the mokim ptur does not have a chalei shem rishus. And at that time we said teisves is chelik. Teisves shite is that the mokim ptur also has a chalei shem rishus. But we see that Rashi shite is that the mokim ptur does not even have a chalei shem rishus. The mokim ptur means it's no man's land. It's like outer space. It doesn't have a chalei shem rishus. The mokim ptur. So the Ram says, because of that, Vidavke Bechir, she limailo maso, the have mokim tu, lishavye mokim choshuv, vilasezerish is a yochid, ulechaye fazerik Bechir. So the rule obviously is chilikan tesis, and the rule holds that the effect of chilikan lahashlim is to convert it into rishus hayochid. So he says, so if the chayir is lemayo masoro, so then without chilikan lahashlim, he doesn't have any rishus chalishem rishus. It's no man's land. He doesn't have Hashem rishus. So then, so according to Rav Meir, as long as there is enough space in that mokim tor, in that no man's land, that is not rishus, there is enough space and material to carve out the proper dimensions of the Aleph Dalet, so it becomes converted into a rishus ayot. Mashein kein if it's teichasor. So Mimele that chayyah. So that chayyah has Hashem rishus, rishus arabim. So we do not say chikikin lahashlim to change something that has a chshivetz. If it's a mokim tor, so it has no chshivetz. If it's a mokim tor, it doesn't have a chalei Hashem rishus. So Mimele we can imagine as if it had been carved out. Mashein kein if it's teichasor. So they have a rishus arabim, v'chein pnei hakeisel. So it has no chshives whatsoever. It doesn't even have Hashem rishus. So I mean, on the contrary, avol teichasor. So it has chshives. What kind of Hashem rishus does it have? It's a rishus arabim. So v'chein pnei hakeisel. So it's like the avir of rishus arabim. So it has the Hashem rishus arabim. So through chikikin lahashlim, it should change from rishus, from one type of rishus into another type of rishus. That we don't say. This is what the Ro says. So the Ro says just the reverse of Rav Haigoyen. Now let's see what Rav Haigoyen says. Pirush Rabbi Haigoyen Zal, the Dafke Bechir Govia Asorom Mitzumtzomim. So in other words, so Mimele it's not a mokim ptur yet. So that chayya that is goveya asorah mitzumtzomim. So without chaykikin lahashlim, it has Hashem rishus. But through chaykikin lahashlim, so it changes from a rishus rabim into a rishus hayochid. So that we can say. In other words, in order to say chikik, we can only say just the reverse of what the Chiddush Aran says. According to Rav Haigoyen, in order to say chikik in Hashlim, to imagine, as if it had been carved out, just because there is enough space, enough material in the substance, in the kesel, to carve out the proper dimensions, we can only say it if it has a chshivas. In other words, if it is govei asor mitzumtzomim, so it's rishus. So it's rishus, it has the chshivas mokim, it has Hashem rishus. So then, Rav Meir says that we imagine as if it had been carved out. After all, there is enough space in that rishus to change the dimensions. That it so Mimele we say Chikikin Lahashlim. Mashein Kein if it's a Mailo Masoro, so it doesn't even have the Chshives of Imokim. Because it's like outer space. Mailo Masoro, it's a Mokim too. It's no man's land. It doesn't have the Chshives. It has no Chshives Mokim if it doesn't have Hashem Rishus. So Mimele we do not imagine that as if the proper dimensions had been carved out, when Bimtzias they were not carved out. If Bimtzias will carve out the proper dimensions, fine. So then the Gamar is Yochid. But to imagine as if it had been carved out, so we can imagine as if it had been carved out, if Dechir is the chshivas of imokim. It is a chaleishem rishus. Just the reverse of what the Chiddush Aran says. The Chiddush Aran says that we can only say chikik in lahashlim. We can only imagine as if it had been carved out. If we do not have to change from one rishus to another. When imokim tur, something that does not have chshivas of rishus, is converted into a rishus. Then we say chikik in lahashlim according to Chiddush Aran. And according to Havai Goyen, it's just the reverse. In other words, if it has chshivas mokim, it has a chalishem rishus, so then we say chikik in lahashlim that we imagine as if it had been carved out. But if it's lemayu masoro, so it doesn't even have a chalishem rishus, so memele, we cannot say chikik in lahashlim. It's a very strange svore, but this is what Rav Haigoyen says. I mean, we find this a similar svore in the Chiddush Aran, except that it's the reverse. Omar Rav Yudah Marav, Tela Mislake Tassoro Mitech Arba Vizorach Vinochal Gabov Chai. In other words, if you have a slant and it's gradual. So in other words, so you can have a KSL that is steep. In other words, just in an erect position. So that's 10 tvochim. Then it's 10 tvochim high. That's a KSL. It's a mechitz of 10. But sometimes the K cell is not straight, it's not in a erect position. So, can it serve as a mechitze or it cannot serve as a mechitze? So, the halacha is. So, I mean, the same thing applies to a K cell and it applies to a tail. If it's a gradual slant. So if the slant of 10, if there is a slant of 10, of 10 tvochim in the course of an area of Dalad Ames, in other words, if the slope is 10, so then it's considered as a mechitze of Yud. But if the slope of 10 is constituted in an larger area than Dalad Ames, if the tail is mislakit Yud, we get a slope of 10 in an area of 5 ames or more than Dalad ames, then it's not considered as a mechit. Alright. So, in other words, if it is like this, let's say, over Dalad ames. Now let's say, and this from here to here is 10 tvachim. The slope from here to here is 10 tvachim. So, if this is constituted over a tail of Dalad ames, then it's considered mechitze. But if it is constituted, the slope of 10 is constituted through an area of heyames, more than Dalad ames, it's not considered a mechitze. Now, tirash, tila mislakit, shu madri, veheilech hu mislakit, miat miat, ad shemagbia yud mitir Dalad ames, hariyu kelizokif kule, vahav rishus hayochit, bimokim geile, vim zorak mishus harabim, vinochal gabov, chayim. He means more than Dalad. In other words, if that mountain acquires a slope of 10 tvochim over Heyames, so Mimele, it's very easy to climb up that mountain. So Mimele, it's not considered as a mechit. Now, Tanya Namor, Movei Sheshover Liseche, Vinase Madrin Lishusarabi, Oi Shover Lishusarabi, Vinase Madrin Liseche, Eise Movei, and it's only Loilechi Velikel. Rabchaninem Gamlila Imeir, Tila Mislakit Asor Mitiharba, Vizorak Vinoch Al Gabov Chai. Now, let's see the Rashi. Movei Sheshover Liseche. So it's level with with the Rishus Rabbi. That it, so the so vidare and had originally it was level with it was level to with the Rishus Rabbi. And then vinase madrin Rishus Rabbi. Shehoyo karka hamove goveya mikarka Rishus Rabbi. Vihutzrach lishafeya eitzel pisre litzat Rishus Rabbi. So oi now shovel Rishus Rabbi vinase madrin lisechei. Oi shehoyo shovel Rishus Rabbi. Vinase madron liseicho, shoyer rishus rabim goveya mikarka amovei, uchnisas amovei name, mina pesach lefnim goveya, ki karka rishus rabim rochef amo, ichotze amo, vahakeinu nase madre, litzadevenem tzoi, so eise movei in itzorich loy lechi, eise, so the eise gave us sada pesach, that's land, havale mechitze, afal pishu mishapei aveilich. Now we have a machlikes. The Rambam and the Raivet and Dedi. Perek Yudayin Halacha Dalet. Movei Shu Shove Misechei Umadrin Rishus Rabbi. Oy Shove Rishus Rabbi Umadrin Misechei. In itzorich lezechi lekeiro shamud l'shus rabbi. In other words, movi. What does the movi mean? It means in movi sosum. So in movi sosum, so you're not allowed to carry it unless you set up a lechi or a keiro on the fourth side. So three mechitzes the movi has. Now it does not have a fourth mechitze. But on the fourth side, so it is. We have a slant, so then we don't need any lechi on the fourth side because that slant is considered in lieu of a lechi in the keil. That's the Gemara. So the Rambam mentions the Loshon HaGemara. So in itzorich lechi lekeil shall remove the Mishus Rabbi. The Raivet Kosev Raivet Zal Davke b'modrin hamislakit asoro mitecharba shehu kimchitze v'ochayitze b'tisefet. So the Raivet says, and it's a fereshet seft, what the Raivet says. In other words, when do we say that we don't need any lechin keiro on the fourth side? That is only if that slant itself is yud mitecharba. But suppose the slant is yud, that slant, the madren, was made in such a way that it's yud mitecheyames, not yud tvochin miterdaledames. So then according to the Raivet, So you must set up on the fourth side a lechi or a keil. But the Rambam, alright, so the Rambam shite seems, the kashi is from the Tosefta, but the Rambam shite seems to be that in this case, inasmuch as it's a movi sosom, so it already had three mechitzes. And the only thing that is required is in order to be allowed to carry in it, a lechi and the keiro. Now the shittas Rambam happens to be that a movi sosum is not a rishus hayochid midraisi, because three mechitzes, movi sosum means three mechitzes only makes it into a mokim ptur midraisi. So, but it's not a rishus hayochid. But if you set up a lechi and the keiro, then it becomes a rishus hayochid. But the Rambam says there is a difference between a lechi and the keiro on the fourth side. If you set up a lechi on the fourth side, so even though without the lechi on the fourth side, so midraise it's a mokim ptur, but with the lechi that is set up on the fourth side, it becomes converted into rishus hayochid. But suppose you don't set up a lechi on the fourth side, you set up a keiro on top. So then you are allowed to carry in it. But if somebody will be zeirik from the Rishus Rabbim into that move that has, I mean, if that move that has three mechitzes and the keiro on top, so if you throw a chifetz from the Rishus Rabbim into that move hasosum that has the keiro on top, and no lechi on the fourth side, so we'll be potter. Why? Because lechi has it on the fourth side, has a din of a mechitzah, midraisa. But keiro is mishum heker. So memele, that's only effective That's only significant with Rabbanon. So if you have three mechitzes, so you're allowed to carry with Raisa anyway, because it's a Mokim Tur. But with Rabbanon, it's a Karmeles, you're not allowed to carry. So if you put up a Gero, so even with Rabbanon you're allowed to carry. But it doesn't become converted into Rish Sayochit with Raisa. However, if you set up a Lechi, so Lechi Mishim Mechitze, not just Mishim Hekeah, so it becomes converted into Rish Sayochit. So the Shidas Rambam is that in this case where you have a Movi Asoso, so and you only need in order to be allowed to carry, so if you set up a Lechi, so you're allowed to carry in it, and if you set up a Kero, you're also allowed to carry in it, but if you set up a Kero, so then a Rish Sayochit, it doesn't become a Rish Sayochit in the Raise, but it's enough Midrabonon to be allowed to be Mitalter in it. So Mimele, if that's lent, even though the slant is not a mislakit asor mitecharba, any slant, whatever kind of a slant it is, in view of the fact that it has three mechitzes, so in order to be allowed to carry in it, so it, even a kero is enough, but the kero doesn't convert it into rishayochit midraise. So mimele that slant, that madre, is as much of a heker as a kero. But in a chaname, if somebody will throw from the Rishus Rabbim into that movei that has three mechitzes and it has that madrein, he will not be chayev. So the effect of that madrein will be like a kero. So umadli seichin in tzorich loy lechiv lekero. Shari moved the Rishus Rabbim, so heck there is. The Rambam doesn't say that if somebody will throw from the Rishus Rabbim into that movei, he'll be chayev. That not. But the Raivichite is that madrein has to have a chaleiz di mechitze. How can it have a chaleiz di mechitze if that madrein is mislakit asor mitecharb? So these are the two shittes. Now the Miri, Movei shu shove misichei v'nase misadrei shimadcha rishus rabbi kin shi koyer karka movei goveya mikarka rishus rabbi v'hutzrach lishafeya eitzel pisrei lezad rishus rabbi oi shu yishove rishus rabbi umadr lisichei kin shi oi suderach rishus rabbi goveya mikarka movei, and then he changed it into his land v'chein knises amovei goveya utzricho lishafo kineged eifon hamtzoi oi shu movei in tzorich lelechev lekeiro sharei Muflekum muvdom Rishus Rabbim. So that's one pshalosh. Then he says, "V'yesh meforshim she'ise geiva shebisara pesach hiloi mechitze." That's the right mechitze. But the first is not because of mechitze. The second losh in the miri is so. According to the second losh in the miri, that's the right mechitze. So it's mamish the aloche of tila mislakit asor mitecharba. But the Tela Mislaki that saw Mitecharba, some Mimele, it becomes the whole tale, becomes a Rishus Hayochid, because it's four Mechitzes. Mashen can hear, so that becomes a Mechitze on the fourth side, for the Move. But it's the same Aloch. But according to the first Losh in the Miri, even if it's not Mislakit, Asor Mitecharba, so it's not a Mechitze, but we have three Mechitzes here. We are only concerned with the Heker. So Mimele, that's land, is like Kero. Not like Lechi. Lechi, according to the Rambam, is considered a Mechitze Midraisa on the fourth side. But this is like Kero. The only difficulty in the Rambam is because the Tisefte is like the Raiva. Now, the Loshon of Rashi is also like the Raiva. Because Loshon of Rashi is Eisei Movi Nitzorich Lechi, the Eisei Geiva Shebitzad HaPesach Havale Mechitze Aval Pishu Mishapev Heilech. So it's Bitiras Mechitze. Bitiras Mechitze, so it has to be, if this, so the so it must have a slope of 10 over the an area of Dalet Ames. But Tav Mechitze. But according to the Rambam, it's not because of Mechitze, because of Heka. Alright, the next mission. Zorak Lisir Dalet Ames. V'nizgal gel chutz li Dalet Ames. Potter. Chutz li Dalet Ames. V'nizgal gel etir Dalet Ames. Chayev. So if he threw a chifetz, tear the ledames, and then it proceeded beyond that point, so he's potter, because the first stop of the chifetz was tear the ledames. So bimele, he cannot be mechuyev. Chutz li ledames. But suppose he threw it chutz li dalet ames, and then it came back teir dalet ames, so he's chayev because it already made a stop chutz li dalet ames for a moment, as the Gemara explains it. So memele he's chayev zorak chutz li dalet ames v'nizgal gal chayev lo yishenof al haaretz dimkil yitzchich el ha-meimar. He doesn't mean that the chayfetz fell and then it was nisgalgil. Elo sho ruach gilgilosei min avia liseir daledames. So is chay. Elo sho ruach gilgilosei min avia liseir daledames. So is chay. Now the Gemara asks the kashe volinoch chutz li daled v'amay azlinom basrei. So Rashi asks, Rashi applies the Gemara's kashe to the seif. There is a ratio in the seif. So the seif has reference to the case of Zorak Liseir Daladames means Galgel Chutz Lidaladames. So he's potter. The seif has reference to the case Zorak Chutz Lidaladames means Galgel Liseir Daladames. So now when the Gemara has the kashe, so does the Gemara have reference to the Reishe, or the Gemara has reference to the Seife, or the Gemara has reference to both? So Rashi says, Volinoch Chutz Lidalet. So that means is the Kasha of the Gemara has reference to the Seife. So why does the Mishnah say in the Seife, Chutz Lidalet, V'nizgal Gal Liseir Daladames is Chayev? Why should it be Chayev? But assuming that it wasn't no chutz li daladames. So in other words, the ball, let's say, went chutz li daladames, and then without stopping, it returned back teir daladames. It went back teir daladames. So there was no hanoche, and then where did it stop? Teir daladames. So the hanoche was not chutz li daladames. So why is it chayim? So the Gemara gives a teretz. Omer Rabbi Yechanan v'ushenoch al gabi mashu. Now, there are two girsois. One girsay is noch mashu, and the other girsay is noch al gabi mashu. The Goyen says on the base, v'ushe noch al gabi mashu, tzorech leima, v'ushe noch mashu. But actually, it's two lishenes nemir. It's two girsois. It's two girsois. In other words, if we say noch mashu, if we ageris, noch al gabi mashu, so then it means, suppose it will just remain for a split second, Bavia. For a split second, Bavia. Not upon anything. So then, he will not be chayev. He will not be chayev. But if we are geres, so even though it says, Orzose Yoruach, Mashu, Afal Pisha Chotzro Vichnesose Chayev, so according to the Girse of Al-Gabi Mashu, so Orzose Yoruach means that the Ruach stopped it, let's say, upon a certain Yosid, Mashu. But not if the Ruach just, the Ruach stopped it just to rest for a split second in the Ave. Then it's not Chayev. According to the Girse, as the Goyen says, Noch Mashu. So then, even if the Ruach held it and stopped the Chayfetz for a split second, Bo'avia, not upon anything, so he's also Chayf. Now, the Girse, here at Rashi, he says, Shenoch al Gabi Mashu. So the Gemara has the Kashe, Volinoch, so why should it be Chayf? אומר רבי ירקנן משנוח על גבי משהו שעומת קצס והקי נסגלגל והוא הדין עם אורזוס יורו הרבה אוויר ויקבוס מיד. So according to the girse of Nochal Gabi Masho, as Rashi mentions, so we have to say that even Orzosi Ruach Be'avir Vikvosi Miad, so the Ruach was Miakevet upon something. But not if the Ruach was just Miakevet, he should stand for a split second in the Avir. V'hakach Ichnisosi, I mean, it always, usually it is like that, if the Ruach stops it, so how could the Ruach stop it, that it should rest for even for a moment without anything? So there is something. Be'avir v'kvotzi miyad v'chakach ichnisosei d'choshiv name hanoche im b'ser gimul. So omar b'yichim v'shinoch al kami mashu. One second. And teir gimul of the karak. So memeile it's considered hanoche. Tanya namohoche. Zorak chutzli daledamis v'dochfosei yoruach v'ichnisosei v'yav al pi shechozro v'itziosei pota ochozosei yoruach mashu Aval pisha chozro v'ichnisosei chai. Chai. Alright, now. Now let's see the thesis. Or let's go over the whole Gemara after the Mishnah and then the thesis. Omar Rome. Teir gimu l'rabonon tzorich hanoch al gabi mashu. The teir gimu, so, has to be noch al gabi mashu. Yosef mireimar v'koromar lo lehoshmaizi. That teir gimu l'rabonon In other words, the Rabbonon di pligali the Rabbi Akivi. Bizerik, mishu sayochid, mishu sayochid. Ushu sarabim beemtza. Di lesli, kulto ki mishu uncho. Lo iteime bizer gimu meide. Yala afilu teir gimu name, tzorich shiyo nuach. Vimo var ushu sarabim kula pota. Vinafke mine name li zirik dal edamis. Uch shebo lo nuach. Vigi ale zirik gimu. Niskar shgose yacho inoch pota. Kidam rinom bimas nisni. Ache te trilose viseifish gogo. So Rashi says here two separate things. First of all, Rashi explains when Rove says to Gimul Rabbonon, which Rabbonon? So Rashi says to Gimul Rabbonon, it means the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says Zirik Mishayochid Mishayochid Mishayim beEmtza Yischayev, because Kluta Kimishem Chedamye. So when it passed through the Rishus Rabbim, it's considered, it's imagined as if it stopped there, the Rishus Rabbim. So Mele Yischayev, and the Rabbonon say Ispota. Why? Because the Rabbonon say Kluta Lav Kimishem Chedamye. Kluta Lav Kimishem Chedamye. So Mele. So when Rove says Tergimu Le Rabbonon Tzorich Hanoch Al Gabi Mashu, so he means. So which Rabbonon does he mean? He means the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbonon argue with Rabbi Akiva in the case of Zerik Mishus Rabbim Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Mishus Rabbim Be'emt. But that's one thing. Then Rashi says something else. That when Rove says Teir Gimul Tzorich Hanoch Al Gabi Mashu, Rove is not referring to the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon. Rashi mentions the case of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon to point out that Rove has in mind the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva. So maybe he mentioned, what do the Rabbonon of Rabbi Akiva say? They are chilek on Rabbi Akiva in that particular case. But when Rove says Teir Gimul Rabbonon Tzorich Hanoch Al Gabi Mashu, he doesn't mean Teir Gimul Rabbonon. So if someone throws a chayfet, Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, and Rishus Arabim beemtza, and he didn't stop in the Rishus Arabim. So then, Tzorich Hanoch Al Gabi Mashu. This is not what Rove means. Rove has reference to the case where someone was Zerik, Vinafkemine Namali Zerik Daladamis. Where someone was Zerik, Rove does not have reference to the case of Zerik, Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Arabim beemtza. That's the case of Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva. But Rove himself is referring to the case of Zirik Daladamis B'Rishus Rabbi. And he is Zirik Daladamis B'Rishus Rabbi. And then it started to fall. This is the end of Daladamis. It started to fall. And then after it started to fall, so this is the limit. This was the limit of the vertical traveling, of the horizontal movement, or let's say of the ball in the Rishus Rabbim. Then, after it reached Dalet Ames away from the starting point, so it started to fall. So then, and as after it started to fall, after the ball started to fall, so then, before it landed on the karka, he reminded himself. Now, the halacha is that in order to be chayav v'chatos, so tchilosei v'seifei has to be bishgog. But suppose someone would let's say be mavia mishus hayochid lishus harabim, and before he made the hanoche in the lishus harabim, he reminded himself. So he became amazed. He's not chayav v'chatos because tchilosei was bishgogo, but seifei was already bemazed. So there is no chatos. Now the question, so Rovi is saying, in the case where he was zeirik a ball, Dalet Ames b'shus harabim, and then the ball reached the limit of the horizontal motion, and it started already. And after the ball started to fall, to go down vertically, so he reminded himself. But he reminded himself before it reached the karka. After it started to fall, but before the ball reached the karka. So he says that he is not chayav v'chatos. Unless there was a certain chip here, after the ball started to fall, so then poches migimul tvochim from the karka rishus harabim, there was a chip. So then the ball, for a split second, rested on the chip. On the yosit. And after that, and then it proceeded to fall down to the ground. And after it rested on the yosit, before it rested on the ground, for good, he reminded himself. So in such a case, he would be chayav v'chatos. Because since there was anoch al gabi mashu, before he reminded himself, so that means that when he was in his car, after the completion of the Ma'is Aveire, of Zrik, but suppose he did not rest on Yosef before he reminded himself, Teir Gimel, but it was, he reminded himself as it was passing in the Avia, down to the Karka, within Gimel Tvochim. So he reminded himself. So then he is potter. Why? Because in view of the fact that at the time when he reminded himself, the ball had not as yet rested, and it was, even though it was poches migimul tvochim from the karka, but it did not as yet rest. So memele no anoche had taken place as yet. And when did Anoche take place? When it landed on the karka. At that time, he was already amazed. So memele, it's chilosei bishgogo, v'seif him amazed, so he's potter l'chadus. V'nafkemine nam l'zir g'aldames, uchshebolo nuach, v'yigi al l'zir gimul, niskal shgogosei, atcho l'noch, he's potter, k'damrino mas nisim, atcho t'chilosei v'seif bishgogo, v'yamrino natcho l'niska, havel l'munach. This is, so in other words, so when Rashi says Lirabonon di pliga le de Rabbi Akiva, Rashi doesn't mean that Rove has reference to the case of Zerik Mishayoch Lishayoch Lishayoch Rabbi Bemza. Rove has reference to the case of Zerik Dalet Ames Lishayoch Rabbi, and then it started to fall down, and then he reminded himself after it was poches migibul tvochem from the karka. And he reminded himself before it rested on Yosef. And then, after he reminded himself, it rested. So then, istchilosei bishgogo, viseifei bimezit. By the time it lands on the karka, the ball lands on the karka, so he's already bimezit, so he's potter. But if, let's say, before it rests for good on the karka, so for a split second, it stops on the Yosef within Gimel Tvochim from the Karka Rishus Harabim, and then it proceeds to fall down to the Karkarishis Arabim, and he reminded himself after it stopped for a split second on the Yoseid that was with two Tvochim from the Karkar, so then he's right. This is what he said. Omar Rove, Teir Gimel Rabbonon Tzorich Hanochel Kamimash, Yosef Mereima Bikomel Rosh Maitz, Omar Rabbinel Rameima, Lav Haine Maslisi, Vomar Rabbi Yechonim Vishanoch Al Kamimash. So what kind of a Chiddush is Rove telling us? So according to what Rabbi Yechonim, according to the way Rabbi Yechonim explains the Mishneh, so it's a Mishneh Mefarashis. Omalei misgalgel lav ayne maslisen diktone chutz la arba amis vin misgalgel chaye vom rabbi yechen vishenoch holi noch loy mit loyek mit rabbi yechen ki shebol yisir gimu so it's not a chidesh by rove omalei misgalgel kamret misgalgel in sefer lenuach avol hay kim di sefer lenuach avol gavdel noch kim man di noch dome so I could say that so kamashlo. So Rashi says, Mizgal Kamret, Dovor Shoruach, Migalgili Bahavir Kamret. Kibni Sivalinuach, Viniske Rachali Noch, Neime Kimunar Dome, Do Sivalinuach, Chvobol Isir Gimel. In other words, Rove is telling us a big Chiddush. Because if Rove hadn't told us this Chiddush, that this Chiddush, in respect to the specific situation where a person, he throws a chifetz mitchilas dalet save dalet, and then after it starts, after the chifetz reached the limit of the horizontal motion, and it started to go down, and he was niskar after the chifetz was poches mikimul tvochem from the karka, so he spotter unless he was niskar after it landed upon a small chip that was poches migimul tvochim from the karka, so Rove is telling us a big chiddush, because if Rove didn't tell us this din in respect to this specific situation, so then I would know from the Mishneh that in case of zeirik mirshus ayochid lishus ayochid. Or in the case of the mission, of Zerik Daledames, of Zorak Chutzli Daledames. In other words, that it was, let's say, he threw the Chayfetz, six Amis, and then the Chayfetz, and the Chayfetz, let's say, and the Chayfetz.